I have to tell you about my nephews, who I brought up after their parents were killed. They were like my sons. They wanted to be the men of the house. They wanted to make decisions. My nephews wanted me to stop acting completely, stay at home. They were always stoned on hashish. They were not steady. One day they stabbed me in the neck. I had a breakdown. I kept shouting, how could my nephews be so cruel to me? Of course, I was a policewoman. I could put my nephews in prison, but they were like my sons. A mother's heart is stiller than water and humbler than grass. I went to talk to them, but when I got to my street, the neighbors, my friends, who had always respected me, called me a whore. My nephews had told them I actually was a prostitute. So I ran away, and now I am in Paris. Paris! My days are long and empty. I am learning French. I don't like it. All I want is to go home and breathe my own dusty air. There are always clouds, but we did it. We made the play. Men and women shared the stage. We danced, we made music, we talked about love. We even touched.
The ancient Egyptians were passionate gardeners and accomplished botanists. So it is fitting that the land in which they lived should have represented the flower which they most loved to depict upon their monuments, the lotus. If you look at the map of Egypt, you will see that it is like the spreading head of a flower, set on a long thin stalk. The head is the fan-shaped delta of the River Nile, the stalk the swaying curve of the river as it unwinds its course from the first cataract at Aswan to the distant Mediterranean. And the sap which gives life and vigor to the plant is the water of the blue and white Niles, springing from their distant source in the heart of Africa, 4,000 miles from the sea.